Welcome to Cheese, Wine, and Christmas, the magical podcast that will help you navigate the crowded world of sentimental holiday specials. Join hosts Brendan Bowes and Deirdre McCarthy as they discuss, critique, and lay bare your favorite Christmas movie tropes. So spike that eggnog and get ready for today's Cheese, Wine, and Christmas.
Okay, so welcome to episode 2 of Cheese, Wine, and
Christmas.
Cheese, Wine, and Christmas.
And we're already at a doozy, number 2.
Yeah, so I gotta be honest, I was thinking maybe this is gonna be boring because they're all gonna be sort of similar and we're gonna say, yeah, they were cute, but whatever, and that they were all gonna follow kind of the same train. Not the case. Think I could hate a movie as much as, and I don't mean to like give away the ending here, but Holiday was,
Now, Deirdre actually said, I hate this movie several times. So it's not like it's an exaggeration.
No.
It's not great.
So let's start with the fact that it's got a super holiday like picture along with the advertisement, and it comes up when you look at, you know, romantic comedy holiday movies, it comes right up. And yet, how much time did they spend in Christmas stuff?
The beginning and the end.
But like a few minutes in the beginning and the end.
Oh yeah, no, the amount of Christmas time was probably 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And 80% of that was the last monologue.
Right. So basically, Holiday is written by some very pretentious millennials, I think. I don't know anything about the people who wrote them. Did you look it up in the meantime?
So while we were watching it, I looked it up. This is the writer right here, Tiffany Paulson.
Oh my God, of course her name is Tiffany. Yes.
And what she's known for outside of Holiday is the TV show Adventures in Babysitting, not the movie.
Uh-huh.
And Turkey Drop.
Okay. So this is so clearly trying to be cool.
Yes.
Okay. So I know that the last one we kind of addressed in a linear way. I think we're not going to really do that with this one. I think we're going to be talking about like...
We're going all over the place
sections and tropes and things that we thought they did poorly. So let's begin.
But she also wrote Nancy Drew, which is a kids movie.
Well, there you go.
Which is kind of surprising based on what happened.
Yeah. So this movie tries so hard to be cool, to not be the exact kind of movie that we're talking about, right?
Yep.
So I will say that if you are doubting me on this, let me tell you that they talked about giving blowjobs, guys going down on girls, and more than once there was a couple of references to that.
And these were towards parents?
Yes. Yes, there were parents involved in these conversations. The F-bomb got dropped a lot. There was an anal sex reference.
Yep.
And ejaculation references.
And there's no Christmas holiday movie that you can't go without making a pooping in the pants reference.
Oh, right. She has, her sister, for no reason whatsoever, suggests she take an antacid before they're going to a party preemptively, which at the time
that's
how
antacids work.
I was like, what a weird thing to say. I don't know why she's saying that. And I thought, did I miss a part in the movie where she was not feeling well? So anyway, she gives her several more during the night because her stomach does indeed start to bother her. And I thought, did I miss a reference to she has a problem stomach? Nope.
No.
She'd been feeding her laxatives accidentally because, you know, that happens. Oh, that's so funny. And there was a giant shitting her pants scene.
Her and her Holiday got out of the taxi and immediately her stomach...
And of course, she was wearing a corset, which makes...
they were pirates. Sexy pirates.
Sexy pirates. We should go back and say why they were even together on Halloween. So let's start with the...
We're rewinding to the
beginning. Yeah, we're going to talk about what the central premise of Holiday is. And that is that two very attractive but jaded, bitter, broken people...
Millennials,
yes. Are not ready to date and are too broken from their last relationship to really date, but keep getting themselves in situations on holidays where they're either with somebody who wants a serious relationship or their family's giving them a hard time. And so they decide that they are going to find a holiday, which is a partner simply for holidays, not romantic. You don't see them any other time.
Correct.
You simply always have a partner to go to holidays with.
And it should be clear that they did reference holidays. Mm-hmm. They didn't draw a line as to what holidays.
Right. Just holidays. It, yeah. And this idea came from her token slutty aunt.
Yeah.
Who brings random guys to holidays because they're her
yes.
holiday.
That's where the premise comes from, was right. from the aunt explaining to Emma Roberts.
Yes, Emma Roberts in her finest performance ever. that was really the way to deal with holidays. And so she runs into this Australian dude while they're both returning clothes and they're comparing their horrible Christmases and they decide they're going to be each other's holidays. Now, I did not know, Brendan, how many holidays required dates, but now that I've seen this movie, I know that
all of them.
Right. So I'm hoping that you're going to be available to go out with me, not just on Valentine's Day, but also on what were some of the more Easter, because Easter is a big date holiday.
I mean, Easter was a family gathering, but you mm-hmm. had to bring the holiday with
right.
her because
yeah, it's a holiday.
Right. Because at that point in time, the mother was trying to set her up with the doctor neighbor.
The doctor neighbor. There's a good circle back with that, with yep. the nice, wonderful doctor.
Right. So if you look at your calendar, you'll see that the next holiday that falls after Easter is Mother's Day.
So I don't know about you guys. I've never felt that I needed a date on Mother's Day, but she did. So, and they made a weird sex joke because, the mother on Mother's Day asked if they're sleeping together
yep.
and said they should be sleeping together. And so yep. they pretend to go off into the bathroom to do it.
Yep. The heavily referenced sex.
There was a lot of sex references, oh, yeah. right?
I think and anyone who is willing to listen, there was a sex
reference. Yes, there was a sex reference. And then on top of that, there were random people of color to show that they were cool and there were people of color.
Right.
So not in, and please do not jump all over me that, you know, I wanted some Lily White Christmas special. No, that is not it. The way they had people of color was so yes. arbitrary and insulting that it was like they might as well have named them Token. Like it was oh, yeah. so bad.
Well, within 5 minutes of the opening, there was a Santa who was African-American.
Yes.
And they made reference to that several times.
Yep. So Black Santa gets brought home by the aunt for the first. He's the first holiday that we meet.
Yes, correct.
And the lead guy's best friend is a cool Black dude that doesn't commit to any women at all.
And he's very upfront about it.
Yes. And literally said the words, "Take it from me, I'm a Black man," when that yes. had no relevance at all to what they were talking about. He also dressed as Black Panther for Halloween.
But the twist of that was it was an actual animal panther.
Yes, it was a Black Panther suit.
Not the Marvel right. character.
Right. But he was indeed Black Panther. And then he made out with the married sister for no reason that anybody knows at all.
Yeah, that just, it happened and then it was brought back and then just.
Yeah, then it dropped, right.
Fell into the ether.
Yeah, but because apparently there are no morals at all.
No.
In this.
No.
Yeah. So lots of people of color references to show how cool, lots of sex references. And the very first scene, we see our lead female character, Emma Roberts. Emma Roberts.
Her name was Sloane.
Sloane. Of course. Her name was Sloane and the guy's name was Jackson.
Yeah,
Sloane and Jackson.
Quick list of the character names. We had mm-hmm. Sloane, we had Jackson. The doctor was Farouk.
Mm-hmm.
The brother was York. Mm-hmm. Not the last name. It was just his first name was
yep.
York. The ex-boyfriend was Luke.
L-U-C. Yeah. Luke.
And yeah. the ex-boyfriend's new fling is Felicity.
Yes. So very, very, very millennial. And you know what? I like millennials. This is not good millennial. This is the worst. This is
yes.
like somebody who's not a millennial trying to make a movie that yeah. is very millennial.
When the quote unquote grouchy old people say those darn millennials.
Yes,
this is
they're
specific.
Talking
this
about
is this
this
group,
right?
Yes.
And yeah, and Frances Fisher is the mom. That's the actress's name. And she is in every bad movie ever. So if you don't know who Frances Fisher is, just look the name up and you'll go, oh my God, I've seen her in everything.
And I'm guessing watch some ABC TV shows because yes. She probably has a couple of parts in those too.
Yep. And so lots and lots of crossover. So the aunt ends up with the doctor, Farouk.
Yes.
And she finds the true meaning of love and stops trying to, you know, chase it away.
Because so the movie starts at Christmas and ends in Christmas. Mm-hmm. The aunt's second Christmas holidate has a heart attack.
And ends up in the hospital where she sees the doctor, who, right. by the way, she hooked up with at a wedding, even though the doctor came there with our lead character and she's the lead character's aunt.
Yep.
So nobody has any morals at all.
The wedding was on Labor Day.
Yes. Keeping with tradition. So it was both a holiday and an event. Right. So, yeah. So there was that. There's the whole crossover with the Black Panther making out with the sister.
So let's touch upon the holidays that they do go on a date with. So first Christmas,
mm-hmm.
New Year's,
yep.
Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Those are the holidays you would expect.
And it's all going the way it's supposed to be. They're just holidays, no crossover. Yep.
Then it goes to St. Patrick's Day mm-hmm. where things reach a different
Well, he feeling. Ends up sleeping with the cocktail waitress.
Right, but he's also introduced to, we learn that he knows the brother.
Of course, because that means he's going to get an invite to the brother's wedding regardless of whether they're together or not. So we had to tie that circle together. And then it was Cinco de Mayo, right?
Well, Easter and then Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, Easter, right. Easter where the doctor gets introduced to her and we see a spark, by the way. The doctor likes the lead likes the doctor. You think maybe they're going to go out.
Yep.
But that doesn't happen because then we go to Cinco de Mayo.
And they,
where they drink tons of tequila.
Tequila specifically.
And they wake up.
Oh, but so apparently they go into a photo booth, which.
But we don't see till later.
Right.
Like making those strips of pictures. So that's a reference for later. But they get drunk on tequila. They wake up. He's on the couch. She's on the floor wearing his underwear.
Strongly implied that they sleep together.
But neither of them remembers if they did.
Correct.
So they don't know if they slept together.
The room is messy.
Right. It's messy.
Movie
and they're
messy.
And they're undressed and she's in her bra and his underwear. So, and lots of talk about whether they can tell if they slept together because does her vagina have anything in it and does his penis have anything on it? And yeah. So the answer is not that we know of. So we don't know if they've had sex. So then the next holiday is 4th of July.
Yes.
And he shoots his finger off with a...
M80.
M80. They end up in the hospital for the first time, bring the doctor back in.
They're in a... The family rents a cabin, and I think it's a family party that he gets invited to.
Yeah. And she has to go to the hospital with him.
Correct. And she doesn't know how to drive.
Right. Suddenly, for no reason.
Yeah.
And
she made a big deal out of it, and...
Yeah. And so they get there and they share this experience together and they both get stoned because he's nervous and she can't drive. And you know you drive better when you're stoned. So they get stoned and they're
Good
in the PSA hospital.
Right there.
Yeah. And the doctor is Farouk again from Easter.
So they actually smoke the weed in the hospital.
Yes, in
their
the
bed.
Hospital.
You could see the smoke coming out from behind their curtains. Mm-hmm, the nurse comes in and they think they're going to get busted and she makes the joke.
I'm too tired to report you because that's convenient. So now they're stoned, making finger jokes, right? I can't put my finger on this, finger that.
Jackson lost his finger, so that's where even the doctor comes in with finger jokes and no one laughs.
But tells her that he wishes that, you know, she had contacted him. So now we see a real spark, which is important because the next holiday is the wedding and Labor Day.
Correct.
And they don't know if they're romantic.
The brother's
wedding. Yeah, the brother's wedding. So they end up going with separate people.
Correct. And as we mentioned,
the aunt.
Sloane goes with the doctor and Jackson goes with the aunt.
Yes, because, you know, he knows the trampy aunt, I guess, well enough to go. So, but trampy aunt and doctor end up dirty dancing on the floor.
Like,
so neither of them cares about their date at all.
I mean, it's like R-rated dirty dancing.
Yes.
Like
and they
heavy
don't.
Grinding.
And they could care less that they're hurting their date's feelings.
Correct. Like the doctor is presented before was presented all proper.
Like and, a wicked and nice guy that really liked Sloan. And right. then
they really drove home the fact that he was, you know, he was looking, he was watching, taking care of kids in a cancer ward.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And then Labor Day wedding, he just starts grinding
on the twice his age slutty aunt.
Correct.
So, who's played by Kristen Chenoweth, who, it's so funny because any of you who like Wicked know her as the Good Witch, you know, Glinda the Good Witch. So it's funny to see her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's, yeah. So anyway, yeah. So they go off together, whatever. And then, the next holiday is, what was it? Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloween. That's the pooping holiday.
Yep.
So the first, so she helps him with the cut off finger and he helps her when she poops herself. I kid you not, there's actually a scene after she's pooped herself where she's in the tub naked and he's washing her back and the back of her butt with the spraying thing.
And the bathroom spotless.
In the bathroom spotless. No shit to be found. And she's letting him literally hose her down. Like that would ever happen.
But he was not looking at her the entire time.
Right. So then they snuggle together. They wake up. We have our first real kiss that we know actually happened. We find out later through the photo strip that they actually kissed on Mardi Gras.
But Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, but we didn't know that at the time.
Correct.
So they kiss and they have.
I think it leads to actual sex.
Yeah, they have sex, right? And then, of course, the sister comes racing in, Sloane's sister, in a panic because she made out with Black Panther at the Halloween party. Correct. So,
and the way it was lit, looks like it was like 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. And then, like, so the last time, right before the wedding, she really liked him and hoped they were going to have a connection. And even though he really liked her, he got nervous and he said he was going to go to the wedding with somebody else. So he was the one with cold feet. This time, she was the one with cold feet because we love symmetry in a good rom-com.
Yeah.
And she basically booted him out like it was no big deal. Sex, yep. Yeah, whatever, go home and nope. We're all set. And he goes and cries on Black Panther's shoulder and literally it looked like an SNL skit. Like they were making fun or mocking. They were acting like girls. Like, she didn't even, you know, let me stay. And right, she didn't even
get reversed.
Yeah, the trope was totally reversed. I didn't even have coffee. Blah, blah, blah. So we're at Thanksgiving now,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And the slutty aunt has dumped the doctor, even though she really likes him. And she's brought this other guy. Wally to Thanksgiving.
Who she had to write the name of on her arm.
Yeah, because she couldn't remember him. Wally takes a liking to the mom.
Wally's played by the dad from The Wonder Years.
Which is hilarious. So Sloane's mom, who's been harassing her about being with somebody, but has been unexplainably single the whole time. We have no idea what happened to Sloane's dad, do we?
Nope.
They never reference.
Not to my knowledge.
So her and Wally are kind of hitting it off, and then Wally has a heart attack. Cut to the hospital again.
Yep.
The slutty aunt realizes she really loves the doctor and they run off together.
It should also be noted, they burnt the turkey beforehand.
Yes.
They burnt the turkey.
Yes. The mom who can't actually cook Thanksgiving. Right.
So they sent off Sloane to the grocery store Thanksgiving evening.
Forgot that Sloane ran into Jackson at the... Yes.
Right. So yep. As she was leaving the house, Jackson is there ready to knock on the door and has pie.
Yeah,
ready to go.
Store-bought pie.
So they go to the grocery store together.
Mm-hmm. And we think it's going to be a happily ever after Thanksgiving. But his feelings are hurt because she blew him off. And they have it out right there in the supermarket loudly.
Very loudly.
There's a lot of talking in... There's a lot of dropping the F-bomb in front of kids and talking in front of other people about private business.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So that big fight happens. So we know it's all going to wrap up at Christmas because we come around in 1 year.
Full circle.
Yeah, full circle. So they're in the mall because that's where they met in the first place, by the way, returning the clothes, if you remember.
Yeah.
So they meet in the mall and they, of course, run into each other. Oh, it's the best scene ever, right?
Oh, the escalator?
It's the escalator moment,
the escalator,
right?
Glance.
Yes, they were one's going up the escalator and one's going down. We forgot to mention that all of the best advice that's given in this entire movie is given by, how old is she, like 10, 9?
I kept on saying 6.
Yeah, she was older than that.
She was wise for her age.
She was very wise for her age, and she was always telling everybody like the truth. You know,
relationship
advice. She was dropping truth bombs, is what I don't even know what her name was. What
Daisy.
Was her? Daisy, of course, but it was.
For her final advice, she dropped the F-bomb.
Yes. She told her to, what did she tell her to do? To
fucking get it?
Whatever. And she told Sloane to go chase Jackson down because Sloane was like, no, I don't like him. I'm just looking at him on the elevator. Me. So, of course, she immediately, one sentence from her niece, sends her barreling down the escalator through a huge crowd that is suddenly, like literally in the last moments, gathered in front of the huge group of carolers that are, of course, entertaining in the mall as they do.
The establishing shot 30 seconds ago.
Yes.
It was not crowded.
There was like no crowd. And now there's like, she can't, it's like, oh, Jackson, what? She can't find him. So she boots Santa out of his seat, which he does willingly.
Yeah, he just gets up.
She stands on the seat and starts yelling Jackson. Of course, we always rally around our heroine, so everybody starts yelling Jackson.
Even the choir.
On the mic.
Sings out.
Yes.
Jackson, in tune.
In tune. So he stops dead in his tracks, as one does.
Right, I always stop when choirs are singing at me.
Of course. And she's standing in Santa's chair, and despite everybody listening, she does the big speech that comes at the end of every Christmas movie, where she's realizing the mistakes she's made and she's professing her love. By the way, the choir gives her the microphone in the middle of this.
Yeah.
So she can really.
Right. I mean, it's in this movie, what she does is totally allowed. So
yes,
by all means.
There's no security. I'm thinking like she would so be in the back of a paddy wagon if she ever did that in a mall around here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anywhere. She wouldn't have been able to get the mic as soon as Santa started getting up.
Yeah. And just in case you thought it was totally predictable, let me tell you, it was not. Because after her big speech, he actually said, yeah, no.
Nah.
And turned around and walked away for a full, 5 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Everyone's heart was breaking.
Everybody was like, oh, no.
No,
oh,
not Jackson. No.
Jackson, please. And then he turned around and he was like, just kidding. And Sloane ran to Jackson's arms. And I could not turn it off soon enough. But of course, there was the montage at the end where everybody ends up. So
the silly stuff.
So we see that slutty aunt and doctor, half her age, are happily together.
Yep.
We see that heart attack man Wally is
with the mom.
Not only with the mom, but somehow, even though he showed up being really nerdy, they both have motorcycle jackets on and are on a motorcycle.
Yes.
Because, you know, because that's what happens when you fall in love.
Yeah, they went back. They also had a bunch of dogs.
Yes, they had dogs. Yes, because that's what happens. You get dogs and you ride motorcycles when you're older people that fall in love. And then, you know, Sloane and Jackson are together. And
Black Panther.
Oh, Black Panther ends up with the crazy girl from Jackson's first date.
Right.
Yeah, so he goes on a Christmas date with this crazy girl, and the whole family acts like they're
family
getting married.
Unironically wears ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yeah. And somehow, for no reason at all, with no explanation, Black Panther's with that family.
Yes.
Wearing his own Christmas sweater.
I mean, it's a photo montage. Right. So
should I mention, by the way, that all of these holiday parties that they go to, there's no explanation as to where, they're not like somebody's company party, except for the Easter party that was at the home. They're just a party.
Right. Yep.
And everybody involved is there. So like ex-boyfriends, ex-girlfriends, random people that were referenced earlier in the
movie. And it's in Chicago. So as we know, Chicago only has
two
places to party.
Well, it's a really small place and everybody shows up at the same place. So there was that. And if you're an SNL fan and you like the guy, I can't remember his name at this moment, but he comes on and does a guy who just bought a boat on the Weekend Update. If you think he's funny, he is on this as well. He plays like the poor husband that gets cheated on with Black Panther.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah. So he's just sort of in the background, you know, just to make it a little extra special. So with all that in mind, I give it a minus 25.
Wow. Okay.
So what do you give it?
I was just going to go with zero.
Yeah. It's way worse than zero.
Giving it a minus score makes total sense.
Yes. But minus 25.
25.
Yes. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, not just a holiday movie. No, just
nope. It's movie. Just about the worst movie I've ever seen.
Yep.
So now you don't have to see it. Thanks to Please Cheese, don't. Wine, and Christmas. You can just enjoy our little wrap up.
Right. I'm just gonna see if there's any funny trivia.
There is some. Did you know? Oh yeah, there is trivia. So what
15?
What?
There's 15 pieces of trivia here.
Oh, no. How could... There's not even 15 facts worth...
This first one will answer. In the early days of this movie's release on Netflix, the Halloween party sequence featuring a character dressed up as the big black cat and calling himself Black Panther had several speaking lines referring to Chadwick Boseman. Sadly, Boseman passed away in 2020, just prior to the movie's release in October 2020. Following his death, the lines referred to Boseman seem to have been edited out or recorded over. Makes sense. Though in a few instances, the original lines still appeared in the closed captioning during the scene.
Yeah. I don't think anybody cares.
No.
About that at all.
Like, oh, there's three spoilers.
Oh, what could you possibly spoil in this?
When Sloane tries to get Jackson's attention at the mall near the end of the film, the assistance from the crowd and the choir to say Jackson's name is a callback to the Crocodile Dundee reference made by Sloane when she first met Jackson. Jackson, by the way, is Australian, so there's that.
Okay, how is that even...
In the ending of the film Crocodile Dundee, the same tactic is used to get Crocodile's attention in the subway station. I never saw that.
Stupid, so. Stupid, stupid. And I bet that anybody who is a fan of Crocodile Dundee would be mortified that they used that.
I'm going to read the last one here because it's quick. Kristen Chenoweth, who played Easter in American Gods, finds her mate in an Easter bunny costume.
Okay.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah, I just think this is all really stretching to try to make this movie sound like it has anything else going for it.
Apparently people just want
to. By the way, a lot of famous people in this. I mean, not like.
Yeah. So, not like Andy McDowell last time.
Yeah, so I'm really surprised at the amount of horrendousness.
So I think this is Netflix recently, so they have a lot of money to drop.
I guess so.
I'm pretty sure they're able to
afford. So I think everybody did it for just the money, because there's no way that anybody thought that this was good. Alex, is that Moffitt?
Yeah.
That's the SNL guy, Alex Moffitt. Okay. So minus 25, really terrible.
Zero.
I hate that this is number two, because now it's going to be hard for me to brace myself to see another one, but I know that it can't be nearly as bad as this. I was going to say,
it's
going to
start sloping up from here.
Right, it's got to. I mean, it has to. So you thought, like, I started off too quick with the last one, and then I just, big drop down.
This is a roller coaster, an actual roller coaster
ride. It is. So, excellent. We've got days and days to go before Christmas, so stay tuned for our next one. I don't know what it'll be yet, but we will see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm Deirdre.
I'm Brendan. She waved to nothing.
I did. okay. So that was mean for you to tell everybody that. But they felt my wave. It was a feel.
Did.
Okay.
They did.
All right. So Feliz Navidad.
Bye.